7:24 here on the Nightly News Roundup. Scott Braddock with you. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Thursday. We've almost made it through another week. 214-787-1080, the telephone number. You can also send me your instant feedback at krld.com. Check this out. An Arlington police officer, and this happened a while back, a police officer accused of listing his neighbor's athletic equipment on Craigslist is not going to face criminal charges because the Tarrant County DA says there's no law against it. That's the new part of it. The prosecutor said they just don't have anything to charge him with. What happened was they had, you know, a basketball hoop and that kind of stuff on the neighbor's driveway. Either he didn't like it or whatever, and so he put it on Craigslist, says it's outside of my house, come take it for free. So somebody shows up to take it for free, and the person who owns it says, yeah, I don't know about that. Talked about this with internet law specialist Travis Crabtree. He's at the law firm of Looper, Reed, and McGraw. When you see this story, what's your first thought?
My first thought as a lawyer was to think there's got to be a law that covers this. But once I get past that stage, kind of the nerdy law school approach to it, it just reminds us again that technology is way ahead of the law, and it takes the law a little while to catch up.
The legislature was working on some things that had to do with internet law, nothing to do with this, but I guess when you have lawmakers, you know, bogged down in whatever political argument, you know, that they're in, I mean, the voter ID and a whole bunch of other things that they were busy arguing about, it and the technology moves so fast.
Right, especially here in Texas when the legislature meets every 2 years. Just think 2 years ago there was no Twitter. Facebook was still right around that time limited just to college students. And just thinking the 2 years since the 2007 legislature met, what kind of changes have happened. But they did try this year and did pass an online harassment bill.
Tell us about that.
Well, it went into effect Tuesday along with a bunch of other laws, and it's really targeted towards going on there and creating fake profiles or creating profiles of other people and committing fraud that way. Texas, along with several other states, have kind of reacted to there's a tragic suicide that happened through fake MySpace postings.
Oh, yeah.
A really sad story, but this is kind of in reaction to that. And had this incident happened after September 1, they probably could use the new law to prosecute.
I was going to ask, that sounds like it might fall under that just because they were misrepresenting who they were online, but as you say, that law wasn't in effect yet and they can't go back in time.
Right, that's the technical term is ex post facto, just like they couldn't pass a law that says it's illegal to do interviews with Scott Braddock, have that go into effect tomorrow and then prosecute me for what I'm doing today.
Okay, well, let's be careful on that one.
We don't want to give anybody any ideas. Texas legislature.
Well, what do you think? Yeah, right. What do you think the fallout will be from this kind of thing? Is it the kind of thing where it's a big enough deal that it'll get lawmakers' attention and they'll do something about it, or will it be, you know, swept under the rug and you know, 2 years from now when they're back in session and not what they're thinking about? What do you think?
It's probably an isolated enough incident. You know, some of this story will get some publicity. Kind of. You know, it's not funny for the people that were involved, but there's some humor aspect. It's novel, so it'll get some attention there. It's not as tragic as the loss of a life or the
Absolutely.
Suicide of a young teenager. But I do think, again, that the new law would probably cover this because in the advertisement that was placed, it says, beside my home. And if you put something out there on the Internet that gives identifying information of someone else with your intent to like, to make people think who read that somebody else sent it, that person who's identifying information you're using sent it, then you can get in trouble. And that's why I think it might actually already be covered now.
Is this something that ought to be covered maybe at the federal level? Because, you know, somebody might be on Craigslist and someone comes from Louisiana or Oklahoma or somewhere else and comes and takes advantage of that. And then you've got a situation where people in multiple states are involved.
Right, and the federal government is considering their own version of an online harassment bill. Obviously, with everything else going on in Washington, that's kind of fallen by the wayside for now. But they have taken it up, and there is a bill on the table. There just hasn't been a lot of action on it.
All right, Travis Crabtree, internet law specialist. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
And Travis is at the law firm of Looper, Reed, and McGraw. It's 7:28. We've got traffic and weather together. And in just a moment, Mark Willis has the news and the health care debate getting so ugly that somebody's actually lost a finger in the deal. He'll tell you all about it right now. It's Kim West.